So friends, I see that many people are still writing, and that's beautiful. I want to encourage you to leave a lot of space in your journal. I want to encourage you to return to this later. I could make a really rich retreat out of this and make it a week long. And I know that it's a lot more accessible for a lot of people to take one day to focus on these things. So think of a lot of what I'm doing as planting seeds. You may not find all of what we're doing to be rich later, but you may find one particular thing to be rich, and I just want you to have space in your journal to go back to it if you want to. What's important is what arose to the surface first in a lot of cases. So that's another reason it can be nice to keep these things sort of tight in terms of timing. What we're going to focus on next, and I want to say something else about accomplishments. How many of you are conditioned to not really pause and give yourself a lot of credit for things you've accomplished in your life? How many of you, like me, are conditioned to kind of go and go and go, and you don't really turn around a lot? You're just kind of, it's like life has you moving on to the next thing, and you're not really consciously pausing to say, let's just integrate what just happened. Let's just pause. If I don't weave that into my life consciously, I'm never doing it. I'm always moving forward. So really, especially if you're one of those personality types like me, make sure to go back and give yourself more time with this one, because it's a way to say, hey, I see you. Maybe no one else in your life has been saying, good job for all that. It can be incredibly kind and loving to say, like, I see you. That's a big deal. Don't let anyone else convince you it's not, whatever the thing is, okay? So next, we're going to move into, I don't ask that you start writing yet. I'll say a little about this one too. We're going to move into disappointments. The reason I find this one important is because so many of us are conditioned to not digest authentic disappointment as it arises, you know? And sometimes it can be done in the name of spiritual practice. Oh, that's just some aspect of my personality that was disappointed. I know on the absolute realm, there's no problem with what is. So I'm going to just bypass that whole kind of icky thing of disappointment, right? Here, we're recognizing that for some part of us, that experience of disappointment is incredibly valid. And we're lovingly turning our attention to that part of us through an exercise like this. And it's okay, you might be identified with that part of you today, and that's great. I'm glad that part of you showed up in the room. You with me? So also, don't edit. You might be surprised. There might be something that shows up on your disappointment list that you wouldn't have expected to be there, but it's nice to hear. Okay, so some part of me is, even though I kind of tried to talk myself out of that for a long time, most of the year, some part of me is really disappointed about it. And at minimum, in the privacy of my own journal, I can admit that to myself. Folks with me on the value of this? Okay. Remember, you're always in choice. If you're like, yeah, I don't want to visit that today, that's okay. You don't have to. You can spend more time on your accomplishments. Okay. So moving the attention now to disappointments, writing about disappointments for 5 minutes.